Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's not just retirement benefits that area employers are cutting. They're cutting wages and salaries, too. Some top law firms in Boston are paying associates less, as are many other companies. For example, the high-tech firm Teradyne cut executive pay by 20%. And at the Boston-based advertising firm Arnold Worldwide, the CEO has decided to cut everyone's pay, including his own.
I'm Fran Kelly, and I'm the CEO and president of Arnold Worldwide. We really wanted to minimize the number of, you know, the number of our employees and friends that would lose their job in tough times like this. Our decision was that the minimum cut would be 4% and the maximum cut would be 10%. And the cut went higher as you made more money and, quite honestly, were more responsible for the fortunes of the company. So, you know, you'd have to bear a little bit more responsibility in tough times. Almost everyone asked me if I was taking a cut, and I said yes. As a matter of fact, I took the first cut and the biggest cut. You know, I had more questions about the cut at home than I had here at the office, because that's where my paycheck goes, and that's who is most affected by it. My wife is very careful about money. One thing I'm lucky about is she doesn't spend our money too easily, but on the other hand, she cares about every dollar that comes through the door and keeps good track of it, so I had to discuss the rationale with her, and we had to run the numbers. But I am happy to say I did get approval at home as well as here in the office at the end of the discussion. This recession, I think, will have long-lasting impact. I think it has everyone reassessing a little bit how you spend your money and how much money you're going to have 5 years from now. I mean, we're very lucky. We're more well-to-do than a lot of Americans, but we postponed a trip, you know, that we were planning for this year that I'm sure we'll do someday. We're thinking about getting another car. We may buy a nice used car instead of a new car. It isn't just the money, it's also the values. I mean, there are things that I probably would have felt very comfortable doing a couple of years ago that, you know, right now I feel more comfortable not doing them. I think there was a time in my life when I felt good if I could be a little bit more extravagant, and I definitely think my wife and I now feel a little bit better about ourselves if we're being a little bit more conservative and more prudent. Not just to protect our own money, but just to be clear to the people around us that we understand what the world is going through, and, you know, we're trying to do our part, you know, to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Fran Kelly is the CEO of Boston-based Arnold Worldwide. We'll present more personal reflections on living with less in coming weeks. This portrait was produced by WBUR reporter Monica Brady-Myrov.